Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
It's always a tricky thing. It's a touchy thing, in fact, when a pastor finds himself outside of his comfort zone. For military chaplains, it is in service of their country and of the men and women who serve us in the military. It's been a recent decision on the part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to withdraw from a certain partnership that we had with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We're going to be talking about that along with preparing pastors for service in the world generally and the legacy of the 20th century Lutheran theologian Hermann Zase. Joining us to do so, Pastor Matt Harrison. He's president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and a regular guest here on Issues Etc. Matt, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd.
You recently had to make a pretty tough decision about military chaplaincy as it bears upon the relationship between the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and its larger Lutheran church body in the United States, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. What did you decide and why?
Well, it was difficult and it wasn't. I mean, it was inevitable. In light of the fact that our two church bodies have been continually and continue to grow apart, largely because of our dissensus over what the Bible is and what the limits of scholarship and critical scholarship are regarding the Scriptures, the ELCA came to the conclusion that homosexual persons in committed relationships may be clergy of the church body, and that's just simply a stance of apostasy from the history and teaching of the church and the New Testament. And sad as it is for us to have to say that, because we have many friends in the ELCA and have done a lot of work together over the years, and also including the predecessor bodies, but it just came to the point where it was not possible for us to have any kind of joint chaplaincy commitment. That commitment had existed since 1941. It was basically an agreement to have our clergy treated interchangeably on the military scene regarding our own people, and especially to have joint events, joint chaplaincy conferences. The ELCA wished to include the Episcopalians in those conferences, and it really shows you where the ELCA is at. I think it's much more comfortable with the Episcopalians than it is with the Missouri Synod. So we just, with the fact that you will now have openly gay military chaplains, inevitably, from the ELCA, it's not possible for us to continue.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're coming to you live on this Wednesday afternoon, August the 3rd. Turning to the subject when we come back, of the importance of preparing pastors not only for service in special places like the military, but in the mission field, whether that mission field is here or elsewhere. We'll talk about preparing pastors where they are for mission where they are, indigenous pastors, where we used to think of them as sending us into the mission field. Now the missionaries are already there. They just need to be trained. We'll be right back.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among his people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
Whether you are just starting or have played your entire life, Oak Brook Golf Club in Edwardsville is your home for golf. Our 27-hole layout, fair prices, and award-winning staff, and ever-improving course conditions make your decision easy. We have always been family-owned at Oak Brook, and golf is our business. Our PGA staff offers leagues, instruction, camps, a senior scramble, and our family special where kids play free. Oak Brook Golf Club, 618-656-5600 or oakbrookgc.com.
When we say Lutheran, we mean Lutheran. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. IssuesETC.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is our guest. We're returning to the subject of training pastors to serve the church in the world here and abroad, and a little bit later, the legacy of 20th century Lutheran theologian Hermann Zassa. The church will be remembering him on Tuesday on the 35th anniversary of his death, if I'm not mistaken. And then a little later in the program on this Wednesday afternoon, we'll talk about the faithful women, the myrrh bearers, Joanna, Mary, and Salome. Dr. Arthur Just will be our guest. Matt, how do you respond to somebody who says, and many do say today, especially American Christianity, that seminary training is a luxury we can't afford anymore?
Well, it is to the extent that we can't afford the gospel anymore, too, I guess. It is part and parcel of who we are as Lutherans and as New Testament Christians to have a specialized vocation, a specific vocation, which is not, in fact, arbitrary, as Dr. Walther says, in church and ministry. It is a necessary office of the church, and that those who occupy the office are to be apt to teach, and along with the moral qualifications and spiritual qualifications, but apt to teach. And we have this fabulous practice and fabulous history of thorough training of our clergy, thorough training in the biblical languages, and knowing from experience what a treasure that is and how it so assists in preaching law and gospel to people and in teaching the faith, we simply have to continue to have the highest possible quality residential pastoral education for our clergy.
You, writing recently, quote Matthew chapter 9, where Jesus famously says, "Pray the Lord of the harvest. The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." What is Jesus telling us to do?
He's talking about the sending of pastors, and that applied especially to the apostles and then the broader group of the 72, and especially those to go out and preach and teach the gospel. It's very interesting there that he talks about the necessity of a spiritual ministry. The text says, "And he had compassion on them." Esplachnidzestai, that great New Testament word. And having compassion, he said they need teachers. And in the New Testament, the word teacher is synonymous with preacher. They need people to teach, people in the office of the ministry to preach and teach the Word of God. And that's what's going on. There was President Schwann of the Missouri Synod, I think, 100 years ago, said, "Be careful if you start praying like Jesus bids you do. Praying is the first thing we need to do in mission in the church, and we often skip it. But pray, and then don't be surprised if you pay pray, you will find that the Lord will find the dollars to send those missionaries from you, and then don't be surprised if you keep praying that he'll send you.
Now, there has been a shift in, I'll just call it for lack of a better word, Matt, strategy on how we think about the mission of the church to the world. In the past, the church was training men domestically, sending them out into the foreign field. Now, the conventional wisdom is that it is better at this point to train men who are already there, train men to be pastors in their own context, in their own culture, in their own language. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, we're in the midst of an interesting shift. I think for quite some time, the emphasis in the Missouri Synod on missions has not focused, in at least large sections of the world, on the issue of church planting. That is, with the goal of planting an indigenous Lutheran church from the word go, planting altar, font, and pulpit, evangelizing, and then growing an indigenous ministry, etc. And so the number of our ordained missionaries has dwindled dramatically over the last number of decades. We have to, Lutheran missions lead to Lutheran churches. We have to plant churches, and when you plant churches, you need clergy to do that. You also need the realm of other vocations, deaconesses, women called to the mission field, lay people called to do various tasks that you need on the mission field, all bearing witness in their vocations to the gospel. But the office of the ministry is at the heart and soul of the mission of the church. And what we most need to do then is right away, when clergy get on the ground, they need to start training, find local leaders who will rise up as local pastors, and to be training, setting up seminary education to train indigenous clergy indigenously.
So we can, in effect, extend what we do here, there, by simply, well, I mean, it sounds as simple as putting some well-trained teachers, seminary professors on a plane and getting them over there to do what we do here.
Yes, and that is happening in spades all over the world. So it's a variegated approach. You need to send missionaries, evangelistic word and sacrament missionaries. In support of those word and sacrament missionaries, you need to send the realm of lay people who are necessary for the church to exist, and train leaders locally. Then, and they are to be there full-time in a culture, translating the language, making sure the catechism's there, bits of the Bible, and then the whole Bible is present, and then the entire Book of Concord. And then, on top of that, our seminaries send out their professors all over the world. It's unbelievable. I mean, country after country after country, these guys visit teaching. This is the forte of the Missouri Synod. Jack Preuss told a friend of mine once, long ago, he said, this is what the Missouri Synod needs to do for the Lutheran world. Go and teach. We have this wonderful gift of solid, confessional, traditional Lutheranism, and the world wants it. Not 15 minutes ago, I had a man in my office from Sudan saying, just as the South Sudan state is being formulated, they need help, and they want confessional Lutheranism. They want confessional Lutheran church there, and they want our help in bringing it about. So this is our forte.
Is this what you mean when you have said many times that this is the Lutheran moment?
Absolutely. We have access to unlimited possibilities on the web. We have, and increasingly the world is has access to the web, and the world is calling for us, and the opportunities for travel have never been greater, and we have the capacity. It is not time to diminish LCMS seminary capacity. It's time to direct it and focus it even more intensely on getting around the world, and especially getting the future potential significant leaders, seminary professors, etc., from various countries here to study for a year or two, to do their graduate degrees, their master's, and PhDs, because that will have a huge lifelong effect on churches around the world.
I mean, this isn't about, it sounds like, this is not about sending the Lutheran brand worldwide. This is about what Christ says, the gospel going out into all the world.
It is exactly about the gospel going out into the world. Now, I just happen to confess as a rock solid Lutheran that the Lutheran confession of the gospel is exactly that of the New Testament in the best sense. The gospel is far beyond our little Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and far beyond the Lutheran brand. Thank God, wherever the Word of God is. But this is about our gift as Lutherans to have the full thing, the whole gospel, the Word of God and its truth and purity, and especially our special gift, law and gospel, which is a rarity. Also, even in the Lutheran world, a rarity to give that to the world. That is our sacrificial offering. That is why we exist.
Finally, Matt, this coming Tuesday, and I know this is near and dear to your heart, it marks the 35th anniversary of the death of Hermann Zase. What can we learn today from this 20th century confessional Lutheran theologian?
Oh, my, it's impossible to encapsulate it. And I think there's so much to be learned. I think probably the most we can learn right now, or one of the most important things, is that it is possible in a pluralistic age, it is possible in an ecumenical age, it is possible in an age that does not know of any one truth, to bear witness to the truth of Jesus Christ and the confession of Christ as God in the flesh, and to be a confessional Lutheran in the maelstrom that is flowing about us. That's what Zase was.
Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Matt, thank you very much for your time.
It's always a great pleasure. May the Lord bless everything you do and all your listeners out there.
Thank you.
Take heart.
Just for our listeners, set their calendars. When the church does remember the 20th century Lutheran theologian Hermann Zase, this coming Tuesday, we're going to be talking with Dr. Ron Feuerhahn, probably one, along with Pastor Matt Harrison, one of the foremost experts on the life and theology of Hermann Zase. That's next Tuesday on Issues Etc. Folks, if you're a member of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, here's a way that you can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. It's called Thrivent Choice. You get there by going first to our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. You'll see the logo for Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. When you click that logo, you'll be right there where Thrivent Choice is among the two choices that you can make for supporting Issues Etc. Your dollars, along with their dollars, to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. is what many listeners have already done. You can do so as well. issuesetc.org. Click support and follow the link on the Thrivent Financial for Lutherans logo. When we come back, we'll talk about Joanna, Mary, and Salome, the myrrh bearers, with Dr. Arthur Just. In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
A pro-abortion advocate undermines the pro-abortion argument.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Mara Vistendahl, who is pro-abortion, says in her book on natural selection, she wants to end sex-selective abortions, specifically those that kill unborn baby girls. However, this is intellectually inconsistent. The pro-abortion argument is based on the idea of choice. If the choice is only up to the mother, then to be consistent, society can't limit that choice. Aborting a baby because she is a girl is no different from choosing to abort a baby who has Down syndrome. Only valuing all life can save unborn girls around the world. Abortion is not about choice. It is the taking of life, male or female.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us, visit our website at sba-list.org.